Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, February 26th, 2020. After the right-wing extremist attack in Hanau, leaving 11 dead, Berlin is permanently strengthening the protection of mosques and synagogues. The Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel, said on Tuesday that uniformed and civilian police forces will be deployed in front of vulnerable buildings and facilities. He didn't want to say exactly which places are involved, adding, quote, because then you could read off in reverse which ones are not protected. For example, he said that there are 107 mosques in Berlin in total, adding, quote, which we cannot protect all at the same time and with the same intensity. Geisel also remarked that even if there is no concrete evidence of right-wing extremist attack plans in Berlin, there is still a, quote, abstractly high risk situation. Muslim cultural institutions, immigrant associations, and shisha bars are also to be protected if necessary. As of yesterday, no cases of the coronavirus have been detected in Berlin, but the Berlin Senate has nevertheless taken various precautions to treat potential sufferers and react to suspected cases. As Martin Matz, Secretary of State in the Senate Health Administration, announced, all 38 Berlin hospitals and emergency clinics are fundamentally suitable for the treatment of people suffering from the coronavirus. However, no dedicated facilities are available. All that's required for treatment would be the ability to accommodate patients individually and protective equipment for staff, which is available in all hospitals. The situation is different for the detection of the virus, as the testing procedure is carried out in the laboratory of the Charité Berlin for all Berlin hospitals. Should a lab test be positive, the health authority in the corresponding district would then decide on further infection protection measures. The attending physician, in turn, would make the decision as to what the therapy should look like. Secretary Motz believes that the clinics and personnel are equipped in such a way that the care of patients suffering from coronavirus is guaranteed. However, he added, if there are numerous cases of illness in Berlin, the situation must be reassessed. In case of doubt, some selected medical interventions in hospitals would have to be postponed, stating, quote, in order to secure capacities. Since the end of January, the Senate administration set up a hotline that citizens can call if they have any questions about the coronavirus, which can be reached at 030-90-28-28-28. Possibly ill persons should contact the responsible health department and, after making an appointment by telephone, their family doctor. Outside office hours and in cases of serious illness, those affected should go to an emergency room. Overnight Sunday into Monday, around 30 ticket vending machines of the S-Bahn were damaged at 9 stations in the eastern part of the city when perpetrators sprayed construction foam into the ticket dispensers. Among the stations affected were Bornholmstrasse, Treptower Park, and Wollangstrasse, and almost half of the damaged machines were repaired by company employees on Monday. A presumed letter of confession was published on the left internet portal Indie Media, which is currently being checked for authenticity by the state police at the LKA, who stated, quote, at the moment, we assume that the crime was motivated by left-wing extremists. In the letter, the suspected perpetrators, calling themselves the Citizens Initiative for Free Travel, criticized that those without money for a ticket are unable to travel through the city freely, adding that this year, ticket prices have risen again, so people who cannot afford them are being left behind more and more. The group went on to write that the destruction of the machines allow passengers to use the trains legally, even without a ticket, and that local transport should be free for everyone. A spokeswoman for the S-Bahn made clear that the group's claims are not the case, stating, quote, a destroyed ticket machine does not legitimize the passengers concerned to travel to their destination free of charge on the S-Bahn, as there are other ways to buy a ticket anyway, primarily via app or at the next station. Affected passengers are allowed to continue their journey at most one station and must then buy a new ticket. If they do not depart the train, this is considered to be fare evasion. Since January 1st of 2020, revised ticket prices have been in effect. The prices for short trips, single tickets, bicycle, and day tickets have been increased, while no changes have been made for trade apprentices, students, and season ticket holders. The Berlin police delved out thousands of violations during their traffic safety days. According to the authorities' report, between February 17th and 21st, approximately 1,990 officials had checked a total of 5,603 road users at 478 checkpoints. The result? 4,073 violations and offenses. The missions were also aimed in particular at protecting cycle traffic. This year alone, 15 people have already died on Berlin's roads. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, or connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.